next, newly uncovered videos of Obama's former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, now retired from his Chicago church, but apparently still a member of the Obama campaign's African American Religious Leadership Committee. Late last year and in years before that, Wright made some comments that the Obama campaign probably does not want to hear.
It just came to me within the past few weeks, y'all, why so many folk are hating on Barack Obama. He doesn't fit the model. He ain't white, he ain't rich, and he ain't privileged. Hillary fits the mold. Europeans fit the mold.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America.
I'm ruling this one a blunder for the Obama campaign. If Ferraro had to go, this seems just as bad. You can't just say he was just my pastor if he's still associated with the campaign. Professor?
Well, I say this is a blunder. It's sort of out of Barack's hands. There wasn't much he could do. The thing that plays to his advantage, though, is that he's always kept a safe distance from Jeremiah Wright since the beginning of his campaign.
But he's part of the campaign. It's the same argument people said. She's on the finance committee. They got to get rid of her. If he's in any way associated with the campaign, this is a guy who's basically saying that the U.S. got what had coming to it on 9/11. But I'm saying if you're going to play gotcha, and you're going to say, you know what, Geraldine Ferraro made those comments, she's got to go, she has to leave, then this pastor comes out, he's still on this as an honorary role on a committee for Barack Obama, doesn't Obama have to come out and say he's not part of our campaign at all?
Well, he is an increasing political liability for the general population, but, you know, Ron Paul, a libertarian Republican candidate for president, in the debates would say...
The campaign rule was, if you offend somebody, you go. He has to live and die by those rules. He cannot have Reverend Jeremiah Wright in a leadership role in any way on any committee in his campaign. And unfortunately, that rule that he made for himself doesn't allow him much flexibility. Hillary Clinton never made that rule for herself. Barack Obama did.
I think the tricky part here is, though, that Barack has been ringing the judgment bell against Hillary for the last 6 months, saying she showed bad judgment, she showed bad judgment. If Barack Obama has stood that closely to someone like Jeremiah Wright, who's been his pastor, who married him and his wife, you know, and now all of a sudden they say, well, he's made all these bad decisions, he said all these bad things, it may open up a can of worms regarding Barack's judgment in friends and in confidants.